expressed by the host, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome. Welcome. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Everyone that is listening to Mike Radio Show, it is your co-host, Kersha Riley, the founder of I Am Good Seed and owner of Knowledge & Co. So welcome. Welcome, welcome. First, let me say thank you to Pastor Mike McDuffie for the opportunity that he continues to give me, and actually for being obedient to God and giving me the opportunity, because that's exactly where the vision first came from. Also, I would like to say thank you and a special shout out to my pastor, Pastor Randy Lassiter at Calvary Baptist Church in Paterson, New Jersey, for his continual leadership and support. And lastly, but not least, my husband, for always backing me, supporting me, and being a part of this vision. So let's just get into it. Today, I really just want to discuss the power you receive when you take I, my, me out of the equation and you replace it with your will. And your will actually is not your friend's will, not your family members' will, but the your that we're speaking of is God's will. Is God's will. So let me just say this. When I do speak, sometimes I may read something off my phone because I am also on live with my viewers there. And they may write something and I may need to repeat it to you, because to all the listeners listening, there's a lot of people that have knowledge and they can provide that. And when they tend to write things, I may read it off to you because you may need that. What is my vision? What is my will? What is my purpose? I actually would make a joke, and my husband will tell you, I say this a lot. Like, I'll say, let me go find out what I need to do with my life. Let me sit here. Let me get my life in order. And I always say mine. And one day, I forgot what we were talking about in the car, and he said, you need to change your vocabulary. Now, I had already been changing my vocabulary, little did he know. But when I made a statement in the car and it didn't ask God's will, I said my, he had to check me. It was only right. So he said, I need you to change your vocabulary. So when he said it, I said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But what I was saying was, he said, no, you need to change your vocabulary. Because a lot of times I hear you with the my, the me, the I, but you're not saying he, you're not saying the Father, you're not saying his will. I'm hearing too much of yours. And then what he said was, if you look at it, everybody talks about a vision board. So a few days ago, to my viewers that's watching me on social media, they do know that I posted about writing the vision, making it plain. Simple as that. I found myself in my office and I was sitting and I was trying to figure out things. And like I shared with you guys the last time I was here, I was talking about my shirts and I was talking about my business and how a lot of times you may run into issues and you may run into some no's, and you don't like the no's. You get a little upset with those no's and you want to give up. You want to give up. And then you start questioning the dream that you had in the beginning. You start questioning the revelation in which you received. And you say, now wait, am I really on the right track? So what happened with me was, I actually, in the middle of Bible study one evening, I wrote me in the middle of a paper. And then I wrote all the components that make up me. And a lot had to do with designing. And then the other side of me, it was like a pathway. One paper looked like a web. You know how we brainstorm when we were in grammar school. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. How they say put the topic in the middle. Put the topic in the middle. Now, the topic at that moment was me. The topic was me. But what I put around me was all the dreams that God had ever given me. And I'm saying, well, God, what do you want me to do? What is it that you've called me to do? What is my purpose? And then in that moment, I said, God, well, you know, what is your will for me? I took my out and I said, what is your? Because in that moment, I began to realize that my life is not my own. My life was not created for me. So in other words, I needed to realize that only he can tell me why I was designed. Only he can tell me who I am. And what it needed was, it needed for me to ask the question the correct way. It needed me to change my vocabulary. And once I did, a few things started to happen. A few things started to happen. When I first asked the question, I was looking at Habakkuk and I'm reading chapter 2, verse 2, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, it says, write the vision. It never said, write my vision. That was my first moment of clarity was, it never said, Kersha, write Kersha's vision for Kersha's life. Or pass the mic, write your vision for your life. Or David or anyone that's watching, you know, Alyssa that's watch me on Facebook and everyone else. It never said, write your vision. It said, write the vision. Which simply means the things that we dream up. The things that we think of, that we think that we're doing on our own, is really a message downloaded to us from him, showing us the blueprint for our life. And sometimes it don't give you A to Z. It just gives you Z and it says go. So that's where I was. I'm seeing a lot of Z's and I'm seeing a lot of different parts. And then what I did on the paper, I had me in the middle and I had about 20 different things listed. So I said, now my God is not a confusing man. He's not someone that will give me something, then turn around and say, oops, I changed my mind, or oops, that wasn't really for you. No. So how does these things work together? I found myself with that piece of paper, and I mean, it was everything everywhere. And I'm looking at interior design and fashion design, and I'm looking at graphic design, and I'm looking at speaking engagements and motivational speaking, and I'm looking at me on a stage talking to millions of people. Then I'm looking at me on social media doing the lives. Then I'm looking at my app that he just downloaded in me not too long ago. I'm looking at all these different parts of me, and I'm like, well, God, how is this possible? You sure that's for me? Are you really sure that's for me? See, I found myself battling with him. I found myself what seemed to be the fight of my life, because I no longer knew who I was. I felt like I didn't know who I was. I felt like I didn't know whether or not I even belonged. See, many of you listening to me, you're maybe driving in your car, you're sitting in your office, or you're sitting at your home, and you know, you have the same thing I'm saying. You've made all these vision boards and it all look nice. It's cute. You want to post it on social media. You want to tell everybody about it, but it's still not getting you anywhere. You still find yourself again sitting at the table confused. Because you never once pulled back the chair, invited him there, and said, okay, now I'm going to sit across from you, God, and I'm going to seek you in this moment, and I'm going to ask you directly, what is it that you want for my life? What is the vision that you want for me? See, my pastor taught us something lately, and he says it's time that we remove our sight and take on his vision. And it's funny because he's been teaching this for months. Pastor Lasseter, you know why I'm laughing if you're listening or watching. He's been teaching that for months. But as he's been teaching this, and I want to stop and say hello to everyone that's on Facebook that's watching. I do see you guys, and I feel bad when I don't take a moment to acknowledge you. So hello, everyone. But while he's teaching this, I found myself in that struggle. I found myself in that battle. See, when he first started teaching, I said, you know what? I got this. I was able to write down everything that I thought I was created to do. I was planning out my life, but I never once stopped and asked him what was his plan for my life. As my grandmother and my grandfather, my dad, as he rest, as he would once say, you're smelling yourself. For all my down south listeners, you know exactly what that means when they say that you're starting to smell yourself. You done got to a comfortable place and now you know everything. You're Miss Know-It-All. That was me. I thought I knew everything. I came in here, I'll do the radio show, I'll do my lives when I felt like it. I'll sketch when I feel like it. I'll talk to people when I feel like it. It was a lot of I's and a lot of me's, but I never once stopped and said we, which means I'm following after my CEO. I then began to realize that the CEO of my life was God. Yeah, you own that business. Yes, it says Kersha Riley on the paperwork and the tax papers, but in the end, you are not the owner. You still have someone to answer to. And the time that it takes to realize that is a lot of time wasted. Because what you're doing is you're running around and you're thinking that you're doing so much. And really, it's not productive. It's just busy. You're just really, really busy. But when you look at your bank account and you see that it's about negative on top of negative on top of negative, ain't nothing coming from it. Even the people that have so much profits that they've gained, but the inside of them is still empty, that means that you had a lot of busy work and no production. You was lacking production. So what happened was I went back and I went back to elementary school, should I say, and I'm looking at my Bible and now I'm reading Jeremiah 29 verse 11 when it says, for I know the plans I have for you. And you know, I've read this plenty of times, but this thing was starting to look a little different as I was reading it. What I heard was, Kersha, it doesn't say, for Kersha knows the plans that Kersha has made for her. What it says is, I, the creator, the alpha of all, make omega, the beginning and the end, for I know the plans I have for you. See, those plans is to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Many of us, we find ourselves doing all these odd jobs and doing all these different things. And then we say, look, we stressed out, we frustrated, we aggravated, we upset, we can't figure it out. But the one thing that he's called us to do is something that actually to us is not a job at all. It's freedom. It's happiness. That when someone call us to do it, we just do it. Sometimes you don't even need to be called because you're doing it every day. Like right now, when Pastor Mike came to me with this opportunity, I questioned it. I was afraid. I was very fearful in that moment. And I had to realize that I wasn't given the spirit of fear. A lot of times we say that, but we don't realize it. We don't really realize it. So when I was given the opportunity, I felt like I was in darkness. I felt afraid. I felt alone. And then he spoke to me and he let me know, no, I called you to do this. Because social media is only going to get you but so far. It's only going to get you to the people that you are friends with. But there's millions upon millions upon millions in the world that is attached to Pastor Mike and attached to his radio show. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing your transparency now on the radio show for the generations that is in your generation and the generations to come. But I just need you to trust me in the process. The process may not feel so good. It may not even look so good. You know, you may not even be popular. You may get the people that tell you, look, come on now. You ain't ready for this. It may be times that even you look at yourself and you say, I don't think I'm cut out for this. But really you are. You just have not realized what you were created for. So it was a simple step that I had to take. I had to spend time with him. When I started to spend time with him is when I learned who I was. As I learned who I was, I learned what I was created to do. I learned that everything that I was doing needed to now be intentional. So everyone that I was around, everyone, everything that I was doing, all the things that I was saying, all the places I would go had to now be intentional. If it was not growing what he has planted, there's no need for me to do it. And a lot of times we find ourselves putting our happiness into a person or a thing. And I had to realize the biggest mistake that you can make in your life is placing happiness in one person and thinking that your happiness comes from them. Because what's going to happen is one day something may not line up right. Maybe they need to go that way and you need to go this way. And then the fact that they're going this way, now you feel like they don't like me. They don't want me. They don't. Now you feel the rejection. So now you're starting to question things. And what he's saying is, see, now you've put them in my seat and I need you to remove them. Because you're running off somewhere else and you've gotten yourself off course, and I need you to get back in line with me. Because if you come to me and you ask me, I will give you that comfort and show you that you are fine. See, it's something about the power that you receive when you start saying your will. Your will. God, what is your will for me? So then what happens is you ask that question and you find yourself lost, because a lot of times what God does is God gives you the Z, but he don't give you the A, B, C, D, and so on and so forth. So I found myself saying, well, I see myself here and I see myself doing this, and I know that I need this in order to get to this, and I know I need that in order to get to that, but what are we going to do about the right now? The in-between, you know, the process. The crushing that I'm feeling. The draining that is happening because I don't understand exactly how to get there. I know that you're saying to follow you, but okay, how do I do that? Because right now I feel like I'm in a dark place. I'm in an unfamiliar place. He simply said in Psalm chapter 119 verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. In other words, what that's saying is you found yourself in an unfamiliar place. You're questioning everything. But if you just open up the manual of life and read it, I will download all the revelation inside of you and what you need and you're requiring, and everything will get clearer. And as I download my vision that I have for you, you'll be able to write it down and you'll be able to start to connect the dots. Then you'll realize, wait, I don't need to go there because there is not going to get me here. Then you'll look over there and go, well, maybe I need to go to that conference. Maybe I don't need to go to that outing. Maybe I do need to go over here. Maybe I do need to be with that person. Maybe I need to link up with these people that I normally would not have linked up with. Because in that moment, what he starts to do is he starts to show you that the kingdom's currency is people. You have to talk to each other. In order to get to a different destination, you're going to have to link up with somebody. Most of us, we're lacking something because we have not connected with the right person yet. So while he was talking to me and I read that, I'm like, okay, I'm following your word. I'm seeing that this is somebody I need to connect with. It's something I need to connect with. And then I'll be on my way. So he did just that. He allowed me to sit by myself. He began to strip me of all the people I thought that I needed in order to be happy. And he had me sit by myself, learn myself, and be one with myself. And while I was doing that, I no longer had noise around me. I was able to hear him. I was able to trust him. I was able to now follow him completely and get clarity. See, when he said that he has plans for us that will not harm us, a lot of plans that we have may harm us. But his plan has actually given me peace. So I'll be back with you guys. We're going to take a quick break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently
located in Livingston, New Jersey. The Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay. So I am back. For those that are just tuning in, you are now listening to my radio show here at DDV Radio. And I am Kersha Riley. I am the co-host every last Saturday of the month. I am the founder of I Am Good Seed, as well as the owner of Knowledge & Co. I do now know that my husband is watching and listening. So hello, hubby. So as we were talking, if you're just tuning in, we were discussing the power you receive when you take the I, my, me out of the equation and you replace it with your. The your in which we're talking about is God, the Father, the Creator's will for our life. And the last thing I was talking about was us asking him, what is his will? What is his vision for us? Right? And just to sum it all up, I found myself this past week, I was sitting and I wrote my name, or the week before, I wrote my name in the middle of a paper. Like what we used to do in grammar school when we had to come up with a story. You will write the topic of your story in the middle of the paper, and then you'll start bubbling out all these different words that actually describes or supports what you're talking about. So I found myself doing that. So I wrote me in big letters, and then I wrote all the things that supported me or made up me around it. I had designing, I had counseling, I had mentoring, I had speaking engagements, I had all these different things, and I had my online company. I had all these things around me. I had wife, mother, homeschool mom. I had all these different things that I do, but yet I was still confused. I was still saying, look, I know God ain't gonna give me all of this and not help me out. Like, I don't understand. So as I was going through all of this, he then gave me, as we went over before, we went over Jeremiah 29 verse 11, as he talks about, for I know the plans that I have for you. And as I said, you know, we all are taught this verse. And as I was going through, I would read it and I was reading it and I was reading it. And then I said, wait, see, Kersha, that's what you were making a mistake with. You kept saying you were reading it, but you wasn't applying it. You wasn't understanding that the I is not you. You can make all these fancy vision boards all day, but it's still not going to give you the clarity because you have not removed you out of the equation. What you have to realize is that you're just a vehicle on this journey. And that all you are supposed to be is a willing participant. Not necessarily the actual driver. You're just the willing participant. Everything he downloads to you, you are to follow him in that right time. See, sometimes we actually get things and we go ahead of ourselves and we do things and we're not ready because he has not released us to do it yet. That was me. I'll be very transparent and be honest with you that with my Knowledge & Co. company, I released it too early. I released it too early. He had given me all the designs. He had given me all the blueprint for it, but he had, what happened was I didn't know what date it was supposed to happen. So I felt like, well, you know, I've been a designer my whole life, so this must be the time. And I just went on and did it. But it wasn't the time yet. And the more I went about it, the more I struggled. I found myself frustrated. I found myself not too long ago trying to sell all my equipment because I was just over it. But then I quickly deleted that post because I knew that was not what I was supposed to be doing. And he let me know, no. It's for you. It's just not for this season. My focus with you right now is to touch the lives of this generation and the generation to come. So if you're too busy focusing on the trending fashion, you're not focusing on my word. And that's where I was losing focus. So then, as we went into last segment, Psalms chapter 119, verse 1 and 5, where it states, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path, which simply, basically, it helped me. It showed me that even though I felt like I was in uncertainty, I was in a dark place, I felt like I didn't know my way out, I began to read his word and I began to meditate on his word, and then I realized, wait, you're not trusting him. The problem is you're not trusting him. And if you begin to trust him, you'll be fine. See, when we look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. See, in that moment, I didn't know exactly what I was doing. I just thought, well, you know, he gave me the design. He gave me the company. He gave me the name, which I thought was very odd in the beginning because it's Knowledge & Co. Knowledge & Co. Okay, so he calls me to make disciples. He calls me to provide knowledge. He's called me to do all these things, and now he done gave me a fashion line, a clothing line called Knowledge & Co. So I'm looking at all these different things. I'm going, wait, you wasn't only supposed to make a t-shirt. You were supposed to go out there and provide that knowledge. See, the t-shirt was a way that the person that you downloaded the knowledge into, that you planted the seed into, now they're wearing a shirt and it has a message on it. And even though that message in the beginning, it first started with you, he ministered his word to you through that message. Then you made the shirt, you ministered to someone else as they're walking up and down the streets every day and passing different people. Now, without even saying the word, they're ministering his word just by the person now reading their shirt. And I was blown away. So I said, okay. So if I just did Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, and it said, trust in him. Trust in him. Stop trying to understand everything. Stop trying to make everything make sense. Because when you get in the way, you start messing up. You start confusing yourself. It ain't even so much that you're confusing others. Now you're confusing you. Can't help nobody that way. So I said, okay. So what else you want, God? See, and this is me in my car. I tend to have these conversations and I sit and I soak and I do all these things. And as many of my social media followers and viewers know, the bathroom is my place. I have a master bath in my home, and that is my place. My children will tell you that's mommy's bathroom, not even daddy's, that's mommy's. Because they know when I need a moment, they may hear music coming out that room. They may hear whatever, but they know that they may even hear a whole bunch of hallelujahs, and they may hear the crying, and they may hear the weeping, but they understand that's mommy's time. At one point, I was going to hide in my closet, but I had too much stuff in there. So I made the bathroom it. So he gave us Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Then he gave me Psalms 119 verse 105. Then he said, okay, you're still not getting it. So then he turned around and he gave me what I just read to you, which was Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. And then he said, okay, now you're wondering why I've given you all these visions. You're wondering why this vision in which I placed in front of you is for you. So then he brought me to 1 Peter 2, verse 15, which states, for it is God's will, not your will, once again, it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. I could just drop the mic right there. So now do you know why you was created? So when he said that, I'm looking at it and I said, whoa, okay, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. So what he's saying is, I've brought all this knowledge to you, I've brought all this revelation to you, I've had you do all this goodwill, I've had you do all of that to simply say that the way that you live your life is providing knowledge. It's providing knowledge. A lot of times we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. So simply what he was saying is, now I've given you this power because you've now allowed me to take the leading role. So now that you're removing yourself out the way, I'm downloading this power inside of you where now you're comforted and you know how to get the Z. Now on your journey, as you're doing these good things, you're silencing the enemy in the process. What you're doing is, when you silence the enemy, that simply means that you're bringing people out of darkness. You're bringing knowledge to them. In order to provide knowledge, that means that you have to turn on the light. So now I've given you the power to turn on the light. Because now every day when you wake up, one, you're going to thank me. And you're going to realize that everything comes from me. Every thought that you had came from me. Every want that you had, that little idea that you thought up, that was mine. I just downloaded it in you to give you a glimpse of what I'm taking you to. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For what he's saying right now to me, and it may be for somebody else and not just me, is the person that you're looking at right now, this is just a mere preview of what's yet to come. Who you are right now, it's just a preview of what's to come. First, you have to step out the way. The first step is stepping out of the way. Remove your own thought. And now say, God, I want yours. I want your mind. I want to understand what it is that you've called me to do. I want to understand what it is that you've created me to do. I want to understand. So I said, okay, well, he let me know, and he's letting you know in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, which is, for it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. It does not say for you to argue back and forth with ignorant people. That ain't what he said. By doing good, agree to disagree when need be. Pray for them. Continue to do what he's called you to do. You will silence all of that. And how you begin to silence that in your life is by decluttering your life. You start to turn off the noise. The stuff that's actually, as I would say, and actually I saw this somewhere, it said talking to you is making me more stupider, if that's a word. And what it simply was saying was, I'm talking to that person, I'm conversing with that person, but they're not hearing me, I'm not hearing them, and now neither one of us is getting anything out of this. They're not gaining knowledge, I'm not gaining knowledge. Actually, it's just a waste of time, and we're arguing. So from the outside looking in, nobody knows who's the fool, who's right, who's wrong, and we just simply are both wrong. When he says, come to my word, read my word, we have to go back to Psalm 119, verse 105, where he said, my word is a lamp for your feet. My word. Okay. So then I said, okay. Cause I mean, I was at this point, I was happy. I started writing down all these different things, and as I'm writing them down, I'm writing down my website address, the new one that we've been working on, and that will be coming out pretty soon, the I Am website. And simply, it had everything that I thought that I did on my own. You know how people like to say self-made, that I thought I did by myself. Every link was under there. But as I'm going through this and I'm looking at all this stuff, I said, wait, all of this stuff actually connects once I allow him to take control. So then I said, wait, that means that I need to be careful of the things I'm saying, the things I'm doing. It's time that I really be mindful and intentional with my actions. So then that brought me to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17, which simply says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So then that brought me back to that question, what is your will? What is your will for my life, God? See, because that just made it plain and simple that I need to now be intentional with my decisions. And if I need to be intentional, I need to know what was the end goal of which he was taking me to. In order for me to get that answer, that means I now need to spend time with him. I need to sit still. I need to be quiet and wait on his response. And then when I go to him and I then realize that it's not just me speaking, and in which it's actually a dialogue, and I shut my mouth long enough for him to now talk back to me and download steps to me, or align me with the right person that he's downloaded the blueprint into, then now I'm able to get his will for my life. I'm now able to see the vision that he actually created. I'm now able to remove the me that I see in the mirror and now see him and go, wait, this is good. See, I've seen other people do that, but that's a little different. Realize that what he's called me to do is much different. It's not going to be exactly the same. It's going to be a different ministry. So as I'm looking at that and it's saying be very careful, it's saying be mindful, it's saying that he has the plan for me. Then it says that his word is the lamp. Then it turns around and says trust in the Lord. Then it also say that by the good in which I am doing, it's just silence the ignorant talk of the foolish people. That simply means that if I am lining myself up with him, what happens is all that negative noise that I'm hearing, all that negative nonsense that I'm hearing that's saying you can't do that, you're not good enough, that's impossible. Now my God is now doing the impossible in front of me, and I now have the trust in him. Simply what that means is now I receive the power. Just because I've did one step, as my husband told me, change your vocabulary. Change your thought pattern. When you change your vocabulary and you start to take the I, the me, the my out of the equation and you replace it with your will, God, then you begin to receive the power in which he will download in you, the comfort he downloads in you, the confidence he downloads in you to now get the job done. But first you have to remove you out of the equation. I know it's funny because when I started doing this segment, we started with the importance of knowing who we really are. And I can't say this enough. You will never know who you are unless you know who he is. You have to know who he is in order to get to know the real you. Because while you're chasing and seeking after him, what he's going to do is bring you to a mirror and reveal to you who you really are. It's time that we start to allow God to be God. Allow God to operate in the sense in which he is supposed to operate, for he is the creator, not me. Not me. So I'm saying to you all that are listening to take a moment and read Jeremiah 29 verse 11 and see it in that different perspective. See, a lot of times we read that, but we don't really apply the words. And then go into Psalm chapter 119 verses 105 and read that and realize that in my dark times, it is his word that is the lamp. It is his word that is going to provide the light. It is his word. It's not by my will. It's not by my will, it's by his will. And that if we allow him to step in, that he'll download that power in which we need in order to succeed, and then we'll be just fine. See, in order to gain the power, you have to spend time in the face, in other words, the presence of God. There's a set time in which God wants to speak to you. A lot of times I found myself waking up very early. And I was very confused by that. I'm like, wait, why do I keep waking up? The kids don't even wake up this early. That was because he wanted to talk to me. That was because he wanted to show me who I was. That was because he wanted to know the will. He wanted me to know the will for my life. It's time that you gain the power in your life by changing your vocabulary. Take me, I, my out of the equation and sit amongst God and ask him, what is your will for my life? This is my time with you all for today, but I love you. And most importantly, God loves you. But I'll see you all next month. Take care.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit TheBlueMagazine.com. That's www.TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.